Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, we had a wonderful Lord's Day here. A Bible Baptist Church, just another wonderful crowd and a great spirit and decisions being made for Christ and just a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day. And I hope your Lord's Day was like that where you were and that you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor and that God spoke to your heart, gave you what you needed as we head into another week. I do apologize for my voice today. I've got allergies have been particularly difficult. And I got a little bit of that going on right now, and it affects my voice a little bit, and hope it's not too bothersome to listen to. And but I want to share something with you today as we head into right into the middle of June here, and what the Lord has given us. Psalm 138, if you would please. Psalm 138. The Bible says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Years and years ago, just as a young preacher, I was out knocking on doors, inviting folks to church and trying to share the gospel with them and try to see if I can lead someone to Christ. I'll never forget. Knocking on a door, I remember the fellow's name. His name was Dewey Deaton, D-E-A-T-O-N, Dewey Deaton. And he looked at me and he said, well, you're basing it all on that one book. And I thought about that and I looked at him and I said, you're exactly right. I am basing it all on that one book. 40 men over a period of 1,600 years and under the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit wrote down the words of God. And God has preserved and kept those words, and we have them today. And I've staked my life, many have staked your life, on that one book being true. One who, we're an independent, we say we're independent Bible-believing Baptist church. That's because we believe, we practice, we adhere to the Bible as our final authority. We hold to that one book alone. That separates us from the Mormons and their Book of Mormon. That separates us from the Jehovah's Witnesses and their Watchtower. That separates us from the Christian Scientists and the writings of Mary Baker Eddy Ruth Glover Patterson. It separates us from the Catholics and the Catholicism because of their traditions. From the Eastern religions and their writings. From the Muslim and their Quran. Why? This one book is God's book. It's the Bible. This one book contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy. Its precepts are binding. Its histories are true. Its decisions are final. Read it to be wise. Believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. I do not believe in purgatory, because that one book doesn't teach it. I do not believe in limbo, because that one book doesn't teach it. I don't believe in burning candles for the sick, because that one book doesn't teach it. I don't believe in sprinkling babies, because that one book doesn't teach it. I don't believe in saying prayers to Mary, because that one book doesn't teach it. I don't speak in tongues, because that one book doesn't teach it. I don't believe in being good to go to heaven, because that one book doesn't teach it. I don't believe in just being sincere, because that one book doesn't teach it. I don't believe that joining a church will get you to heaven, because that one book doesn't teach it. I don't believe in confessing my sins to a priest, because that one book doesn't teach it. One book, one way to heaven, is to understand that you're a sinner, that you deserve to pay for your sin in hell, but that God loves you and sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross and pay for your sin debt, raised him from the dead 3 days later, And he'll save all those that come unto God by him. And if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Everybody needs a Savior. If you say, well, I don't need to be saved, well, then you have a problem, don't you? Because you have to answer, well, if I don't need a Savior, why did God send one? If I don't need to be saved, why did the angels announce unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord? No, my friend, Jesus Christ came to lay down his life for you and for me. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus died for my sins. He was buried, and he rose again the third day. And now he'll save all those that come unto God by him. Say, where'd you get that, Pastor? I got it from that one book is where I got it. See, I get my doctrine from that one book. I get reproof from that one book. I get correction from that one book. I get my instruction from that one book. I get my instruction on morals from that one book. I get my instruction on baptism from that one book. I get my belief in heaven from that one book. I get my belief in hell from that one book. I get my belief in miracles from this one book. I know abortion is wrong because that one book says it's wrong. I know murder's wrong because that one book says it's wrong. I believe adultery's wrong because that one book says it's wrong. I believe evolution's wrong because that one book says God created the heaven and the earth. I believe lying is wrong because that one book says lying is wrong. I believe pornography and nudity is wrong because that one book says it's wrong. Let God be true and every man a liar. If it's only a book like any other book, why do people get so nervous around it? If it's only a book like any other book, then why do people try to discredit it? If it's only a book like any other book, then why do they try to destroy it? No, the Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with a light sublime. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. That one book, old Dewey Deep said, you're basing it all on that one book. I said, you're exactly right. You see, that one book has mended broken homes. That one book has reared children. That one book has restored fallen believers. That one book has given hope to the hopeless. That one book has healed relationships. That one book has sobered drunkards. That one book has saved lives. That one book has salvaged businesses. That one book has straightened out finances. My heart is leaning on the Word, the written Word of God. Oh, that one book can take a rugged, cursing ballplayer and turn him into a flaming evangelist named Billy Sunday. That one book can take a college student and a debater and make him into Dr. John R. Rice. That one book can take a sickly, scrawny little boy and turn him into a Lester Roloff. That one book can take a teenage shoe salesman and turn him into a D.L. Moody. This one book. That one book. My friend, this book talks about the Savior. You won't know Jesus if you don't know this book. You have to trust the Savior of the Bible. I find my Lord in the Bible whenever I chance to look. He is the heart of the Bible, the center and theme of the book. Yes, he is. Study it, read it, memorize it, meditate on it, learn it, listen to it, live it. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, my friend, the Bible says one day when we face God over in the book of Revelation, it says the books will be open. And this book is one of those books that will be open. And my friend, it's not going to be about the things you've done. It's going to be what you've done according to this book. Live by the Bible. Rear your children by the Bible. Choose your church by the Bible. Choose your direction by the Bible. Set your marriage by the Bible. Get your work ethic by the Bible. Establish your morals by the Bible. Establish your purpose in life by the Bible. Believe it. Believe it. Have you risked your life? Have you risked your eternity on it? I have. As I was knocking on doors and trying to lead people to Christ and share the gospel with them, Dewey Deaton looked at me and he said, "Well, you're basing it all on that one book." Huh. And I said, "You know what, my friend? You're exactly right. I'm basing it all on that one book. The Bible. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The Bible. That's what we're standing on. That one book. I wouldn't take any other faith, any other religion that has to rely on other books. This is the book of God. God says he has magnified his word above all his name. Oh, let's magnify the word of God in our life. And let's use it. And let's follow it. Let it be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Well, I hope that's been a help and a blessing to you today. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. It was good to have Mike and your friend with us this past Sunday evening in church, and that was a blessing to see. It's always a joy when folks who listen to the radio come and visit with us in the services, and it was good to see those two men in our service on Sunday night, June the 5th, and we really appreciate them coming. If you want to get, hey, these radio broadcasts are also podcasts on iTunes and iHeartRadio. You go get the app of iTunes or iHeart, and then you go to podcasts and type in Words to Encourage Bible Baptist Church, and we'll come up there, and then you subscribe, and then when a new program is put up there, then it'll notify you that you can listen to it. And that way, if you miss the on-air broadcast, you can pick up and catch up on broadcasts that maybe you're busy and you're at work and you can't hear them. And that would be a great thing, and be a subscriber there. You can also pick them up from our website, usually a day or two after they air, and you can pick them up and listen to them from the website. On the website also, we have a daily email that goes out just called Daily Encouragement. It's some scripture, and then it's a gospel hymn or song that you can share, and a little statement to wrap it up at the end. And so if you're interested in that, just go to our website, and there's a place where you can sign up for the Daily Encouragement email, and we invite you to do that as well. And then, of course, we have a YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, on YouTube, and you can pick up all of our services there, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. All of those services are there on the YouTube. We have a Facebook page that you can go, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City on Facebook, and we post the sermons there as well, plus give other announcements and different things that's going on here at the church, all right? And remember, you can share your prayer requests or blessings with us, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org is my email, and I'd love to hear from you. Whether it's been a blessing to you, just received a letter in the mail this past week, and I don't know who you are, but I sure appreciate it. It was anonymous, just saying what a blessing the broadcast had been to them, and they enclosed a $5 gift for the radio, and that was such a blessing. Thank you for taking time to write and to tell us that, and I sure appreciate it. And I don't know who you are, but the Lord surely does, and I pray he'll bless you for that today. All right. Well, I want you to have a great Monday. We'll plan to be back with you again on the broadcast tomorrow and share another truth with you from the Word of God. Have a great Monday, everyone. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.